Welcome back to Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now we're going to talk about education. What do you know about Common Core? The Common Core Standards Initiative has been adopted by the vast majority of the states here in the United States to separate fact from fiction about the controversial program Common Core. Is Dr. Karen Gushta, who's a colleague of mine at Truth in Action Ministries. I should point out at the very beginning, views and opinions expressed here aren't necessarily those of Truth in Action Ministries or GraceNetRadio.com and so forth, but hopefully they come awfully close. Anyway, Dr. Karen Gushta is also the author of a new short book on Common Core. So, Dr. Gushta, welcome to the program, and I've got to start by asking you, what is Common Core and what's all the fuss about?
Okay, thanks so much, Jerry, for the opportunity
sure.
to speak about this very controversial topic. And the reason that there is so much controversy is because a lot of people just don't know that much about it. The recent statistics show that less than 50% of Americans probably know much about Common Core or have heard about it. But technically, it refers, as you mentioned earlier, to the Common Core State Standards Initiative, and what it is a set of, and I must emphasize this, untested curriculum standards for math and English language arts. And these were written by a group of test makers and publishers and not one teacher in the group. Hmm. Initially, they were adopted by the majority of the states, but in an effort to raise their ranking in order to get more federal funds from the government's Race to the Top program.
Who's the founder of Common Core, if there's any one founder?
There is, it's a group. And for years, a certain segment of the educational educators have been saying, oh, the way to increase and improve student learning is by raising the standards. And so the National Governors Association and the Council of Chief State School Officers, the CCSO, those are the state superintendents of education, bought into that and commissioned, upon the urging, I should add, of President Obama, they commissioned a small group under the leadership of a man named David Goodman, who is now, in fact, the head of the College Board, which we should talk about in a minute. But anyway, this group was commissioned to write the Common Core State Standards for a national set of standards.
Okay, now, just hearing this, suppose nobody had ever heard anything about Common Core. Just hearing what you're saying, it sounds good. Hey, we need to raise the standards. Hey, we need to have standardization, you know, so that the graduates of Mississippi don't say one thing versus the graduates of Massachusetts or whatever. I mean, in other words, there needs to be some kind of standardization of what is taught in the schools, right? So what's the problem?
Well, I've heard that argument, and I've heard it from Christians, and I've heard it from friends who said, well, my son moved from one state to another, and he was behind in this school system, and so forth. And I can sympathize with that view. However, the first place to start is to recognize that with the Constitution reserves the right to make decisions about education to the states and the local school boards and local agencies for education.
Does the Constitution even address the issue of education?
Actually, you're correct. It does not. It says those powers not stated in
right.
the Constitution
belong to
the
states.
10th Amendment are reserved to the states.
Right.
So technically, you would have to say that education is one of those powers that is reserved to the states.
So wait, are you saying that the Department of Education is unconstitutional? Oh, wait, that's for another matter. No, but I mean, it's almost like if you spell it out, that's along those lines. But
I say one thing in regard to
sure.
that? Because I wanted to point out, when the Department of Education was given cabinet status in 1979, it was stipulated that it could not control educational curricula in the states, nor, quote, could it exercise any direction, supervision, or control over the curriculum, program of instruction, administration, or personnel of any school. And by virtue, that is now happening by virtue of these Common Core curriculum standards.
Okay, so what is wrong with Common Core?
Well, there's a number of things. This first point, I think, is one of the most important points to stress, that a number of people who have studied this say this is the end of local control.
Oh.
And they are saying that eventually, education historian Diane Ravitch, who has been following this movement for national standards since George H.W. Bush's administration, she says no one will escape their reach, and that they will reach into private and private schools as well as public schools. Another group, the Homeschool Legal Defense Association,
yes.
HSLDA, is very concerned as homeschoolers because they say this is the start of a national curriculum, and these designers of this system, quote, fully intend for homeschool and private school students to be a part of their massive data collection that is going along with the Common Core. And that's a second point that I should lead to a second point. Along with the standards themselves, which we should talk about in a little more detail, some of the problems with those content standards, one of the biggest concerns for parents is that the Common Core assessments are gathering student data that is very intrusive. It's student-specific data, and now states' departments of education are lining up with state the labor, Department of Labor, and they're all linking so that they have this from pre-K to workforce integration system of student data collection that, according to the model that they're using, developed by the Federal Department of Education, has 400 data points that they potentially can gather. And so the standards themselves address psychological and social objectives, and so that kind of data is going to be gathered as well through the Common Core assessments. And this is, again, one of the major concerns that the Homeschool Association has. And private schools will not, again, be exempt from that. Once this national plan, this national effort to start linking all students into a data bank, a collection of student-specific data.
Okay, does it mean that the children will have to believe the same thing? I mean, for example, let's take an issue like creation evolution. Obviously, what is taught in the public schools, unfortunately, would be different than what is taught in homeschool or in Christian schools on that front. We've had many programs, for example, with Dr. Stephen Meyer, who wrote Darwin's Doubt and so forth, and he brings out information that unfortunately school children would never get to hear in the public schools.
Uh-huh.
But that's not true in the Christian schools and in the home schools, hopefully. And so how would Common Core deal with something like Origins?
Well, what you have to remember is that one of the primary ways in which Common Core is going to impact students in private schools, private Christian schools, and in homeschoolers, is that the college entrance tests, like the SAT and the PSAT, are going to be aligned with the Common Core. And I mentioned earlier the gentleman by the name of David Goodman, who has now left. He oversaw the development of standards, and now he's left that to be the head of the college board. Which produces the SAT and the PSAT. And so those tests are going to be aligned to the Common Core curriculum. In fact, one of the local Christian schools gave that as their argument for adopting Common Core standards for their middle school and high school students, stating that, well, our kids have to be prepared for the SATs, so we better make sure that they are very conversant with the Common Core standards.
Okay,
now,
so
you can always say that, all right, we can add on top of that whatever we want to teach about creation et cetera. But the fact is that those tests will be aligned to the Common Core.
So, in a case like that, it would be pro-evolutionary. Obviously, the issue of history is something that's controversial. I'm a big fan of the thesis that America has Christian roots. That doesn't mean all the founders were Christian by any means, but it was a Christian worldview that gave birth to the main institutions of this country. And I believe that's a fact, and it can be traced in history. Your average student in public schools wouldn't learn that today, and I assume that's not going to be part of the Common Core. Would that be something that would be essentially weaned out if Common Core gets, you know, full control of all the standard and curriculum, even for those who are taught in homeschool or in Christian school? America's Christian roots.
Right. Again, I guess it depends how pessimistic you are as far as the reach of the Common Core. But let me say, for now, looking at the standards themselves, the best thing I can recommend is a book by Dr. Terrence O'Moore of Hillsdale College called The Story Killers. And he sums up what he says, the standards, Common Core, he says, is a design to smear the Western and American tradition with a brush of sexism and racism.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
And he says, and he points out, he did an analysis of the appendix to the Common Core, which lists all the recommended texts or books that teachers should be teaching. And you look at that appendix, Appendix B for the Common Core standards, and you see that what's left out is as significant as what's left in, because there is nothing in that appendix that can be identified with a Judeo-Christian literary tradition.
Wow.
So there's no classic Christian authors like Milton or Augustine, no text from the Bible.
Oh, wow.
And this is another key point that the critics of the content are just hammering on. They're saying there is no research that gives any foundation to the claim that children and students learn best by reading informational texts as opposed to literary texts. And that premise is the foundation for the recommended readings. And so students are asked to have read 50% of the reading has to be, quote, informational texts. And so, for example, this is this almost becomes laughable when you read that among the suggested texts are the Environmental Protection Agency, the U.S. Department of Energy's recommended levels of insulation. So now students who are probably already bored in school, they're going to read these exceedingly boring informational texts. And they will have no acquaintance with the great stories of Western culture and American culture. One of the main authors of the founders period, Benjamin Franklin, is omitted. Students can't read Mark Twain. They'll have no acquaintance with Orwell's 1984 or Animal Farm unless they recognize some of the things that are happening right now.
Wow.
From those texts. So that's kind of the thing when you start to see what's left out and you see what's put in its place.
Wow. So what Common Core boils down to is essentially political correctness in our public education on steroids.
I think that's a very good description of how you could describe the content that the students are expected to read. For example, there is one recommendation for one section of the Constitution that they're supposed to read, but then they are given a auxiliary text to read along with it, like the student's guide to the Constitution, and the woman who wrote it says, well, you know, after all, the Constitution is an evolving document, and it was written by white men who are racists and misogynists, and so we really do need the Constitution to evolve to a higher, form.
It's sort of the Ruth Ginsburg version of the Constitution. I mean, she's sworn to uphold the Constitution. She's sitting on the U.S. Supreme Court, and she actually said on Egyptian TV a couple years ago that our Constitution is what I would not look to for guidance. instead use the South African Constitution, which, by the way, I'm sure is derived ultimately from the U.S. Constitution. But anyway, that's another issue. Is this stoppable? We have just a few minutes left. We're talking right now with Dr. Karen Gushta of Truth in Action Ministries, and she has written a book called The Truth About Common Core. You can learn more about it at truthinaction.org, TIAM.org. But is Common Core stoppable?
Well, first of all, there are four states that do not have it, and Indiana, South Carolina, and Oklahoma have backed out of it. There are states that are delaying implementation, like New York. Missouri just passed a law allowing study group of parents and teachers to suggest changes. Louisiana Governor Jindal gave an executive order to withdraw, and yesterday North Carolina Governor McCrory became the latest to sign a bill that moves it away from his, you know, out of his state.
Wow.
But the key is the grassroots movement across the country. And there are people who are rising up and they're saying, we are not going to conform and we're not going to stop pushing to see that this is removed from our schools. And so I would say, yes, it can be stopped, but there's three things to remember. And these, I think, especially for Christians, are extremely important for us to remember. And the first one is that parents, and I would say you grandparents too, are responsible for your children's welfare and education, and not the government or big corporations or even your school administrator or teacher. You are the one who is responsible to see that what your children are being taught. And secondly, remember, these problems, they may be the latest iteration of a, you know, of a trend that has been going on for decades. And so it's not going to happen overnight that we're going to get things turned around. But hopefully, Common Core is so egregious that finally parents are going to stop saying, well, my kid's school is fine, and they're going to wake up and get involved and realize that it's their right to decide what their children should be taught, because there is no constitutional authority by virtue of the fact that all of these people who are pushing these standards and so forth, the majority of them from the start of it, they were unelected. You know, maybe your school board, your state superintendent or your school board or your governor, they signed on, yes, but you have the right to determine what your children are being taught. And so as Christians, we should care enough about the society and the culture that we live in to get involved in this issue, whether we see the immediate impact or not on our students, because our own children or grandchildren, because their goal is eventually to get your kids and your grandkids under this program as well.
Well, Dr. Gushta, we know there's a lot of controversy about how we approach the issue of, let's say, human sexuality. Abortion is along the front, the fault lines, if you will, of the culture war. That would be true of homosexuality. I would assume, therefore, that under Common Core, since this is a kind of a pro-globalist type education push, that they're going to be pushing the anti-Judeo-Christian ethic when it comes to human sexuality.
Human sexuality, well, for anybody who's done a study of the influence of Planned Parenthood in the public school sees that that's already there in the sex education and so forth. But your point is a good one to take note of, that along with that lack of moral standard for human sexuality, also I would say the ideology, the religious motive that is being pushed in the Common Core and that the backers of it want to see pushed is kind of a environmentalist, or world the ethics of environmentalism, that we have to love our Mother Earth and take care of her because she's takes care of us, or whatever, however you want to describe that. So there is in the context of this, from what I have read, those who are in charge of the textbook companies and so forth, they see that as the new world ethic, that everybody living on this planet should embrace a love for the planet, a love for the environment, etc.
We have less than 20
in with some things related to probably Agenda 21 and United Nations agendas.
We have less than 15 seconds to go, Dr. Karen Gusha. How about a closing thought about the problems with Common Core?
Well, I would just say Dr. D. James Kennedy challenged parents to take charge of training their children.
Yes.
He preached, you know, from the early times of his ministry, as a twig is bent, so grows the tree. And so that's what every parent, I challenge them to look at Common Core, take a serious look, and see how it's affecting and how it might impact their child.
Thanks for joining us.